Hi everyone, Saint Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mario, and here's what he's got to say. Good day, Saint Man. I respectfully request your opinion on Moore's Law as it applies to AI, deflation, and the cost of labor. Will AI compound at a rate of 36% per year, i.e. double every 2 years? Will Moore's Law slash AI inversely apply to the cost of labor, i.e. the cost of labor will cost half as much every 2 years? I've sent you a link to a YouTube video that breaks down a paper written by Sam Altman, titled Moore's Law for Everything. Thank you for your time and consideration. Very respectfully, Mario. Well, Mario, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'm glad that someone else is thinking about this besides myself. Why do you think I've been panic buying Microsoft and Nvidia shares? I've been on the forefront of technological revolutions my entire life. I was one of the first to use digital cameras, Photoshop, and avid nonlinear editing in the mid-90s. I was a dot-commer, also known as a webmaster, in the late 90s and early 2000s. Basically an online content creator. I was going to sink all my money into Google stock when it went IPO back then, because Google started paying me in 2004. But I was too chicken shit. I also started experimenting with YouTube in the late 2000s, and became a YouTuber. I also received my first Bitcoin in 2014, starting my orange pilling. So when I saw the recent advances in artificial intelligence in the last 1 or 2 years, I was blown away by how quickly AI was evolving thanks to Sam Altman and OpenAI. Especially with ChatGPT replacing writing and Sora, which was used in the video you sent me, Mario, replacing video makers like myself, which I've done my entire life. I think you're right and things are going to accelerate exponentially the way that Moore's Law predicts. I've also watched the Wes Roth YouTube channel for a while now and watched the video link you sent me before you even sent it to me. I first started to think about AI-based deflation as technology makes things cheaper and cheaper. My journey began with Jeff Booth, a proponent of technological deflation as well as Bitcoin. Back in early 2020, just as the COOF was getting started, he made a video on the Real Vision YouTube channel, and he asked people if we folded a piece of paper over and over again, how far would it get on the 50th fold? The answer, of course, is the sun, if we could actually do it. It's like the analogy of the doubling of the grains of sand on a chessboard on each individual spot. There isn't enough rice in the world to make that work. Jeff Booth explained inflation and how the financial system has to keep inflating the currency to deal with technological deflation. And that's exactly what the central banks did back then. Even with all the inflation, TVs keep getting cheaper and cheaper. That's the best example of technological deflation that most of us are aware of. The price of everything would be falling, but it's being offset through money printing and inflation. Both Booth and Altman say the technology will provide abundance, that the cost of everything will fall forever. Incredible abundance, and most people wouldn't even have to work at that point. But how would people afford to live if they were unemployed? Their meager savings, in theory, would last forever. You see, most people don't understand exponential functions or Moore's Law. When the COOF started, I saw it spreading exponentially in late January of 2020. Well, most people didn't understand what was going on. I bought my food, found and bought a whole bunch of masks, and was also the first one wearing them. Yes, I was paranoid, but was also overprepared for what was coming. Just like I'm overpreparing financially for AI to create mass layoffs. Odds are OpenAI already has artificial general intelligence, and what it's going to do is innovate and create so many new innovations and ideas that'll make the human mind obsolete. Yes, Mario, we will see exponential progress for mankind, but will it be shared equally? I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the world is about to get traumatized worse than COVID clown world show. Sam Altman says that if something moves in this world, soon it'll be automated. In the video link you sent me, Mario, with Sora, people were complaining that that technology needs to be banned because stock photographers and video makers would be unemployed as a result. And within 5 years, there'll be hundreds of thousands of people protesting AI. If they understand Moore's Law or exponential functions, then they would be protesting right now. As an image maker, I don't want this technology to be illegal. Instead, I can use it to finally make my Tesla, Amelia Earhart, and Atlantis films. I don't have to deal with Hollywood and actors and believe there will literally be millions of non-woke feature films on YouTube in coming years. An AI like Sora will usher in a new renaissance for renaissance men, people that know how to combine multiple things together, while people that specialize in only one skill will more likely be replaced by AI. The generalists that know how to prompt the AI correctly will make amazing new things, and will be the rock stars of the future. AI is also our salvation because we're facing a financial system where the boomers are unprepared for retirement, and the median boomer has around $140,000 saved for retirement. That might last them another 5 to 10 years in conjunction with Social Security. But that's also going broke in about 10 years, and the payouts from that will probably be reduced by at least 30%. We're facing a converging catastrophe unless we get into a deflationary currency, to go along with deflationary populations and deflationary artificial intelligence technologies. Western countries are fighting this change by continuing to print money and essentially print people through immigration to keep the current system functioning instead of transitioning to a new one. When the horse and carriage were replaced by cars in the beginning, the unions demanded that there was someone with a flag in front of every car, for safety reasons. People hate change because they have to find a new purpose and source of income. Humans are less efficient than AI, and work gives most of us purpose and status. Take those away, but cover all of our physical needs, and humanity on the whole is going to have an existential crisis, and will probably start acting like an unruly teenager at that point. In the video you shared, AI discovered 421,000 new materials, while before the humans only discovered 20,000. Humans are going to be like babies next to artificial general superintelligence. But I agree with Sam Altman that this is going to take a while to happen. The next two decades will be intense, where we effectively live with multiple technological boomtowns happening in cyberspace, kind of like the gold mine boomtowns that are now ghost towns in the southwest like Raelite and Goldfield, Nevada. Ray Kurzweil says that in his book The Age of Spiritual Machines, we will hit the singularity by 2045. But AI is now progressing faster than he thought. The AI revolution has begun, and companies like Nvidia are selling the metaphorical shovels to get at the digital gold. Most people are used to stocks and businesses taking 10 to 20 years to ramp up and then stabilize. I predict things are going to accelerate, and new businesses will rise and fast fall. I think all the wealthy people buying tech stocks right now are afraid that they're going to lose the social status their money brings, and AI is going to upend status hierarchies. That's one of the greatest consequences to all of this. In a world where wealth doesn't matter anymore, how will the rich maintain that status? They'll need to provide some other value, and they aren't really ready to do that. Even they will have an existential crisis. Wes Roth, the guy in the video, talks about the workers' uprising too. But it might be the wealthy that revolt against AI first. They've been doing that so far by accelerating money printing, which is actually creating inflation. They don't want to lose their slaves that do things when they put us into debt. The crypto space is also the fastest asset class of all time. I suspect that artificial intelligence is going to be even faster. And just to prove that, Nvidia shares over the last year have been rising faster than Bitcoin. Maybe you guys should plan to roll over 10% of your assets into Nvidia and come back in 10 years, and odds are you'll be a millionaire. But of course, not financial advice. I predict the only thing that's going to hold it back is the amount of energy required for the data centers. Mario, I also think you shouldn't underestimate people's laziness. Most people will adopt AI to do everything in their lives because it'll be easier than fighting it. There will be two classes, the asset class and the UBI class at first, if the elites have their way. But they need to share the benefits of the technology. But if they share, then they lose their financial status card and face that existential crisis. So they'll probably do whatever they can to prevent the AI revolution from changing the world, or delay it as long as possible. But that'll be impossible to stop because guys like Jensen Huang have said each country needs to have its own sovereign AI, and he's working on helping that happen. The elites will want to have the power over AI so it can control the other humans. It's going to be entertaining to see what happens next. After all, Wes Roth does bring up in the universe of Dune, humans are not allowed to have AI. But because of game theory, where AI is a zero-sum game, if one person or group doesn't create it and use it, then another will. Yes, Mario, everything will become half as expensive in the world every 2 years if we use a deflationary currency like Bitcoin, and if we use technology to basically do everything for us. In fact, if you use Bitcoin as a unit of account right now, you'll also be living in the future. Technology can only make things cheaper if your currency is limited instead of constantly printing more of it. The coming war is technological deflation versus quantitative easing. Again, I suggest everyone watch the video you sent me. Link is in the description. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mario for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that AI is about to smash the cognitive capacity of the human race by making most of us irrelevant. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Meek.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the elites that want to profit off of artificial intelligence but don't want to let humanity live a decent life using it away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.